During the darkest days of the AIDS crisis in the 1980s, Larry Kramer wrote a play called The Normal Heart. It became an off-Broadway sensation and revealed the gay community's often fractious response to an epidemic that was then essentially ignored by the government. Now, 3 decades later, that play has been adapted into a movie for HBO. It airs Sunday night. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that the epidemic of the 1980s is not the epidemic of today.
Talk about an American horror story.
Oh, my God!
When The Normal Heart was written in 1985, it was not uncommon to see awful scenes in big cities, like this one in the movie. Gay men rushing to the hospital, their lovers clasped in their arms, dying by the thousands from a disease they barely understood.
I'm supposed to use gloves. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to not kiss him. I'm not supposed to be only 45 years old and taking care of a 35-year-old young man who's 100 years old and dying.
Like so many young people in that terrifying period, Ryan Murphy was shaped by the knowledge that having sex could kill him.
I can remember the first time I had any sexual contact. You know, I was at a mall, I was picked up by a guy who was 21, I was 16 working in a shoe store, and I went back to his little apartment.
While the guy was fixing drinks, Murphy looked down and saw a gay newspaper.
And there was a huge banner headline about AIDS, and I read that article and I got up and left the apartment.
Murphy filmed The Normal Heart partly in tribute to its author, activist Larry Kramer. The play is autobiographical and furious. It includes what are basically transcripts of what Kramer screamed at protests and wrote in editorials.
I am telling you, they are murdering us and we are letting them. We're going to die. We're going to die very soon unless you get off your ass and fight back.
This is the second big splashy drama about AIDS in the 1980s in recent popular culture. Dallas Buyers Club scored half a dozen nominations at this year's Oscars. Ryan Murphy sees a parallel with the movie Platoon that came out almost 15 years after Vietnam.
That is now happening with AIDS. There's a shift in wanting to talk about it again, and for a long time I don't think people wanted to.
It's great to remember the early days of the epidemic, says Phil Wilson, who runs the Black AIDS Institute. But
unfortunately, that can lead people to believe that HIV belongs in the museum.
HIV, says Wilson, is not over. And its face in 2014 has changed from 1985.
HIV in America is a Black disease. Nearly 50% of people living with HIV in America are Black. Nearly 50% of the new infections in this country are Black.
And over 70% of American women with HIV are Black. That reality is reflected in movies by African-American filmmakers, including Tyler Perry, Bill Duke, and Lee Daniels. His film Precious, from 5 years ago, follows a teenaged mom diagnosed with HIV.
Is your baby okay?
Yeah, I was going to stop breastfeeding him.
So what does a movie like The Normal Heart have to say about HIV today? Phil Wilson of the Black AIDS Institute says a lot.
It is a story about a people against all odds, when nobody else seemed to care, who came together to save their lives.
Yet it's in danger of being forgotten, says The Normal Heart's director.
So many young people don't know this part of our history. They don't remember the fear.
To test this, I showed a preview of HBO's The Normal Heart to young people at a Washington, D.C. organization called Metro Teen AIDS. They're committed to fighting HIV. But even a 25-year-old named Colley did not know how the epidemic started.
I didn't realize that it was only gay men at the beginning that were basically getting the cases treated. I thought it was straight people and gay people.
Neither did the girl sitting next to him.
I didn't know anything.
15-year-old Imani, after watching the movie, could not believe that gay people used to be routinely closeted.
It was just shocking. I mean, I don't know. I guess if I was in that situation, I wouldn't be scared to be who I am.
But her friend, Ayana, explained to her that overcoming that fear changed how gay people are seen in this country.
I guess a lot of gay men are more open now than what they were before. And I guess you just have to, like, fight for what you want.
Somewhere, Larry Kramer is smiling. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.